This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A major shakeup in the U.S. Congress as the Speaker of the U.S. House is ousted by his own party, using a tactic which has never before actually removed a speaker from power. Here's VOA's congressional correspondent, Catherine Gibson.
Republican Representative Matt Gaetz forced a vote on removing McCarthy, expressing frustration at McCarthy's leadership after he failed to pass a government funding bill last week with conservative spending priorities.
I think $33 trillion in debt is chaos. I think that facing a $2.2 trillion annual deficit is chaos. I think that not passing single subject spending bills is chaos.
McCarthy told reporters he would not run again for the role of speaker.
I can continue to fight, maybe in a different manner.
But the slim Republican majority in the House meant that Gaetz needed only 8 Republican votes, along with all Democrats, to oust McCarthy. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
The Nobel Prize for Chemistry has been announced.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2023 Nobel Prize in Chemistry in equal shares to Mondje Bavendi, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, USA, Louise Bruce, Columbia University, USA, and Alexey Yekimov, Nanocrystals Technology Incorporated, USA, for the discovery and synthesis of quantum dots.
Quantum dots are, and to be honest, I had to look it up, are also called semiconductor nanocrystals. They're little tiny crystals a few nanometers in size. This is VOA News. Ukraine's Navy said on Wednesday that 12 more cargo vessels were ready to enter a fledgling Black Sea shipping corridor on their way to Ukrainian ports as Kyiv steps up a push to defy the de facto Russian blockade on its vital sea routes. Sam Bankman-Fried's trial on charges of stealing billions of dollars from customers of his now bankrupt FTX cryptocurrency exchange, set to resume on Wednesday. The judge is aiming to finish selection of a jury and move on to opening statements. An official says India has told Canada to remove 41 of its 62 diplomats in the country, ramping up a confrontation over Canadian accusations that India may have been involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader in suburban Vancouver. Let's get the latest on this from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The official spoke on condition of anonymity ahead of a public reaction from the Canadian government. The official confirmed an early report from the Financial Times. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said that there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the slaying of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a 45-year-old Sikh leader who was killed by masked gunmen in June. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Pope Francis on Wednesday appealed to climate change deniers and foot-dragging politicians to have a change of heart, saying they cannot gloss over its human causes or deride scientific facts while the planet may be nearing the breaking point. In a new document released ahead of the COP28 conference starting next month in Dubai, Francis said the transition to clean renewable energy and the abandonment of fossil fuels was not going fast enough. A Seattle-based startup, backed by some of the investors behind Beyond Meat, is launching the world's first beanless coffee this week as it bids to slash the environmental impact of coffee on the world. The innovation has caught the eye of investors who have poured $51.6 million into Atomo Coffee in the hope that its brew, which uses superfoods and upcycled ingredients to mimic the molecular structure of coffee, will be a hit with consumers. Deforestation is the second leading cause of climate change after the burning of fossil fuels, and studies have shown that by 2050, roughly half the land currently used to grow coffee could be unproductive thanks to climate change. You can access VOA 24 hours a day on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.